Okay, today's daf Mem Hei. Good morning, everybody. And we're Mem Dalet Amud Beis by the fourth to bottom line. Gufa. I'm a Ravin Bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel. Ravin Bar Shmuel said in the name of Shmuel, Hamochas ad lechavero, if somebody sells a field to his friend, that means Shalova Achrayas. That means Ruvain sells, I sell a field to you. We had this yesterday. I sell a field to you. Now, somebody comes, Yehuda comes from left field and says, how could Menachem sell that field to Simcha? It's my field. So the halacha is, and I sold it to you without Achrayas. Ein meid lo aleha. I am not allowed to testify that it's your field. I sold it to you. It's your field. Someone else is coming to say it's theirs. I'll get my buddy. I'll get my other neighbor. And we'll testify that no, it's your field. Not allowed to do that. I'm considered an agav dover. Why? Mipnei shemamida bifnei balchovo. Because I am very interested. Let's say I owe somebody money. And that person comes to me and says, no, where's the money you owe me? And I say, I'm sorry, I don't have. They will take my fields away. They will take your field away. I want you to own it. Because if you own it, then I have a place to pay off my debts. Therefore, I can't do it. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Id isle ara achriti aleha. Id isle ara achriti. If I have other land. I have other land. Then the halacha is, aleha didei hadar. The halacha is that somebody that I owe money to must first go to land I have before they can go to land that I sold. And the Rashbam points out, even if it's Ziburis. So, someone comes and says, you're not going to owe me $1 million. So yeah, take those fields over there. I have them. Those are junk. I want the one you sold to Simcha. The answer is, I don't want to do that. They must go to the ones that I still have, that are unsold, even if they're Ziburis. They're still worth money, but they're swampy, whatever. Doesn't make a difference. So it must be that I didn't have other land. Because if I had other land, there's no issue. I can't testify to you, about you, but someone else is coming to claim the land. Why not? It's a bachov, I have other land. It's not going to be a problem. Now, if I don't have other land, right? Then don't have other. The only land I had, I sold it to you. So, what do I care? In other words, what do I care? What do I care whether or not I have ways to pay off this debt? The guy will come and say, Newt, where's the money? I say, I don't have any money. What about land? I don't have any land. I don't have.
Yeah, but don't we say that you want to pay?
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. I know, but now the Gemara, we've been saying it all along because the Gemara says it here. So now the Gemara says, you're right, La'olam, blessed Arachwiti, you do not have any other land. To Amar Lonicha, Delehevei, Lo Verusha, V'lo Yishalim. I don't want to be known. It's very good. I don't want to be known as somebody that doesn't pay off his debts. I don't want to be somebody that doesn't pay off his debts. So I am very interested in testifying on behalf of Simcha that it's his property, that I sold to him, so that therefore if I owe anyone money, they have a way to get paid back. And then everyone will say, you know, that Kagan, he always pays his debts. You can trust him. So the Gemara says, Sof, L'gabi idach, Nami lo v'rasha v'lo yishalim. What about regarding Simcha? I sold Simcha land and it gets taken away from him. Aren't I worried that regarding you, I'm also going to be somebody who doesn't pay off his debts? Kind of crook. Right? Huda Amalei, that's why I sold to you. L'hachi zivini lach shalob achrayis. That's why I sold it to you without achrayis. See, everybody, it all makes sense. It's all so logical. So logical. We said this all yesterday. But now the Gemara is fleshing it out. Okay, now the next Gemara, I'm not quite sure I totally understand it, because we'll see why in a minute. Machmir's Rava. Rava announced, right? Rava paskind. Vitam Rav Papa, or some say Rav Papa announced. Desalkin le'ela, those that go up to Eretz Yisrael, udenachsin l'sata, those that go down to Bavel. In other words, everybody knew this halacha. Everybody was told, informed about the following halacha. Hai bar Yisrael, right? You have a Jew. Dezavin le'chamer le'Yisrael, who sold a donkey to another Jew. Right? Chavra, his friend. V'ka'asi akum. And a guy comes. the anis le mine, and takes the donkey away. I sold you a donkey. Now the guy comes and says, it's my donkey, and he takes it away from you, Simcha. Takes it away. Dinahu, the halacha is, de mefatzi le mine. I am obligated to try to get that donkey back for you. Right? I'm obligated to try to get that donkey back from you. I'm not sure what the chiddush is. We said yesterday, I am allowed to testify for metaltolin. So what's the chiddush, really? I'm not so sure what the chiddush is. What? That's a chiyuv. So the Rashbam says, no. Look at the Rashbam of the honest lay. See it? Mine delokeach. From him, from the purchaser, meaning you. The kitayin akum chamor zeh nigdav mimeni. The guy says, this donkey was stolen from me. Oh, me shemachulach gazlu mimeni. Or someone sold it, somehow it got stolen from me. Ublo edim antameh. Took it without edim. Farsha kaman, delo honestly, lochva, ela chamor levado. We're going to see, he doesn't take the saddle, he just takes the donkey. Temuchach milsa didehu. Because it's obvious it's his. The shakal velav didei lo boy le mishal. Fine. Hilkach. No, he doesn't really explain why. He doesn't really explain why. And then he goes on to say it's only by a goy, not by a Jew. Now the mission, the Gemara continues. V'lo amaron, this is only true. Ela she'eno makir ba, shehu bas chamoro. You can't tell that this donkey that I sold you, you can't tell that it came from my flock. You can't tell that it looks like the daughter or the son of a donkey that I have in my flock. No one can tell. But if you can tell that it came from my flock, how could you tell? It looks like my donkeys. Yeah, we had that yesterday. What does that mean? You ever look at a donkey at the zoo, it looks like the other donkey. Aval makirba shehu bas chamoro. But if you could tell that it's the donkey, lo. Salacha does not apply. Why? Because there's no way that the guy's going to end up keeping that donkey. You don't need me to step in. It's obvious he's mistaken. That's from that flock. It's obvious he's mistaken. V'lo amaron, and this halacha is only true, again, el delo anisle ludidei ulu ukpa. This halacha is only true if he only took the donkey and not the saddle. In other words, this guy is sort of an honest man. He comes to take the donkey. He says, this is my donkey. The saddle? That's not my saddle. I'm not stealing it. It doesn't belong to me. He's very particular. He's not just a thief and a ruffian. The saddle he leaves behind. What, he couldn't take the saddle? The answer is, he's a little bit of an honest man. He left the saddle. The saddle's not mine. We say he's mistaken. Now, I have a duty to go to bed and try to get it back for you. He seems to be that he's trying very hard to be emesdik about what he's claiming is his. Now, he didn't do it the right way. You don't just grab things that belong to other people. Right? But the saddle, that I'm not taking. It's not mine. Such a situation, we make the seller, the original seller, go to bat for the buyer. Aval, honestly, ulu uchve, but if he cops everything, take the saddle, he's there. Look, I don't have to go to bat for him. Why? Because it's a little obvious that he's just a goslin. And he won't prevail anyway. You don't need me. He's not going to prevail anyway. Ameimar Omar. Maybe it says a different shot. Afilu leka kolhani. Lo. Even forget all these conditions. Forget all these conditions. You don't need me to go to bat for you. You don't even forget the whole yargus and the whole halacha. My time. Why? Because we know the time was to have him. Honestly, Stam a guy is a liar and a strong arm. Shenemar, Asher PM Diver Shav V'Yaminam Yamin Sheker. Everything they say is Sheker. So you need me to well, what am I going to go to bat for? The whole thing is a lie. According to the first pshat, it's not so true. That the guy doesn't take the saddle. He doesn't take what he knows doesn't belong to him. He doesn't touch. He thinks that somehow the donkey's his. Now we believe it's not true because the Rashbam says. That the guy will be maskim if he loses in bed, he'll be maskim. I was mistaken. The saddle for sure wasn't mine. As Rashbam says, if he loses in bed, he'll be maskim. It's a whole different. The two of them are arguing on how you view a guy, really. According to the first one, he doesn't take the saddle. I'm not taking what doesn't belong to me. The donkey, it's mine. I'll go to Besdin and I'll prove the various things. I'll prove it's not to go. I'm sorry for the mistake. Now you don't just go over to people and grab things out of their possession. I'm not saying this guy's a tzaddik, but he seems to be a little more understandable. According to the second shot, now the whole guy's a guy, he's no good, right? You don't believe a word he says, and you don't have to do anything else, you can sit on your couch, you don't have to bother. It's basically different how you view the guy. Okay, next. Uman ein lo chazaka. We said that an uman does not have a chazaka. Right, so, I walk by to the uman, it's my pair of shoes, and the uman says, what do you mean, they're my shoes. Right? The uman doesn't have a chazaka to say that. What, they're his shoes? Now, we never fleshed this out. Why can't they be his shoes? Maybe they are his shoes. So you have a chazaka that the shirt you're wearing is yours, right? And the pants and the shoes you're wearing are your shoes. You have a chazaka for that. What changes when it comes to an uman? Because mistama, the things in the store are not his. Right? Now, is that etched in stone? So here's the Gemara. Amar Rabba, lo shna el shemasar lo be'edim. That's only true if I gave you the shoes be'edim. Right? Aval masalo shalo be'edim. But if I didn't have edim when I brought those shoes in, mitok sheyachol lo malo, since the uman could say, lo ha'edvar me'olam. You never brought shoes in here. Right? And I'm going to say, what are those shoes sitting on the wall? Those are mine. Those are my mother-in-law's. Those aren't yours. The uman could say, you never walked into this store. You never gave me shoes to watch. If you ate it, you brought me shoes. You have no edim. You have no edim, you brought me shoes. So, since the uman could say, you never walked into this place. Never saw you before in my life. He could say that. Right? Ki amale nami lekucha haye biyadi mehemon. If the uman says, yeah, you did walk in, but I bought them from you. I saw those shoes and I paid you for them. Therefore they're mine. But if you walk in with Edim, the Uman can't say that. What do you mean you were never here before? I have Edim that I were here before.
So you're trying to tell me in commerce everybody has to have Edim?
I know, it's very, very difficult. I know. Now, what about this?
Well, the first time you walk in.
No, this is a set rule. Every time you walk in somewhere, you need Edom.
Or else you could lose
yourself. You have to walk around your whole life with Edom. Because you go to the dry cleaner,
yeah.
You need Edom.
Because
you're going to come back and say, okay, where's my suit? What suit? I never saw you before in my life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, what prevents a dry cleaner today from saying that?
Well, you have a ticket.
Yeah. What if you don't have a ticket? That's you made that in your computer. Ticket. Right? So what prevents a dry cleaner from saying that today? The answer is nothing. Nothing. What would stop a dry cleaner from saying that today?
He doesn't want your suit.
That's a separate thing. He doesn't want to lose business.
Well, he doesn't want your suit.
So there's a bill. Maybe he doesn't want your suit. What do you mean? You have a $1,000 suit.
Oh, okay.
It's the same size as you. Wow, that's a nice suit. Right? What stops him from saying that? Nothing, really. What stops him from saying that is, you'll tell everybody in shul, this guy's a thief.
Right.
Don't bring your suits to him. Well, keep it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that stops you from doing it.
Right?
So in right, that's the only thing.
Well, same thing with an uman.
Exactly, the same thing. So if an uman wants to take a chance like that, right? What's stopping him? The answer is nothing. Nothing. Think about it. What stops an uman today? What stops a guy today from saying that?
No.
Nothing. What stops him? It's a built-in fear. He doesn't want to lose parnasa. So if he cheats you, you're going to tell everybody this guy's a cheat. Don't shop by him. Don't go to him. Don't do anything. He's a cheat. So that's the only issue. Otherwise, you really should have ate him. Right? So, now the bigger question is, when you pick up the shoes, do you eat them then? What?
What?
Oh, so here we go. So, Amalei Abaya says, wait a minute. Ihachi. If it's true, if what's true?
What we just said, in other words, that the guy can say, I didn't have
right.
It. Right.
Then I feel a bit Edom Nami. Even if you come in with Edom.
Then what? That becomes
What? What? 1 minute. So let's go back. So Rabbah says that this din, that an Uman doesn't have a chazakah, an Uman does not have a chazakah. Right? You have a chazakah, those shoes are yours. You have a chazakah, the shirt you're wearing is yours. Right? An Uman does not have a chazakah. We said. Why? He's a shoemaker, right? So Uman, lo shano ela kishem masala b'fnei edim. That din, that an Uman doesn't have a chazakah, is only when it was given over with edim. Right? Aval masalo shalo b'edim. But if it was given without edim, then the Uman does have a chazakah. Why? Mitoch shiachal amalo, because he could say, lo ha'idvar mi'olam. You never walked in here. Right? So ki amar not lay lekuch he biyadi nehemen. When he says I bought it, he's bullied. It's amigul. I could say you never walked in here. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to lie. You did walk in, but I bought it from you. Amale Abaya. So Abaya says. So according to Rabbah, if you give the item with edim, right?
It's okay, but then according to this.
1 second. If you give the item with edim, now you come late. You come the next day, or 2 days later, a week later. You have edim now. No. Now you have no edim. Right? Now what's the halacha? Does the Uman have a chazakah? The answer is no. Why? Because you gave it with edim. Right? Are you picking it up with edim?
Probably not.
So, I gave it with edim. I'm picking it up with edim? No. What does Rabbi say? The Uman has no chazakah. When the Mishnah said, the Uman has no chazakah, he meant he dropping it off with Edom. Because if you don't drop it off with Edom, he could say, I bought it from you.
Right.
Says the Bible, it makes no sense.
You either have to drop it off with
Edom
or pick it up.
And both. Ihachi, if Rav, what you're saying is true, that if I dropped it off with Edom, and I come to pick it up without Edom, now the Uman does not have a chazakah, why not? You know what he could say? Afilu Edom Nami. Even Edom was there. He could say, I gave it to you already. Yeah. If Aiden had brought it in, but I gave it to you, don't you remember I gave it to you? Now you're here again. What are you trying to do? Cheat me? Says the Uman. You were here. I gave it back to you already. Gave back to you in front of Aiden? No. Ki amale lekuchi biyadi mehemlin. He should be believed. Right? Amale Rabba. So Rabba says, you're right. Misa Varta, do you think Habaf Keita Chaver Be'edim Ain't Sark Lahakzalo Be'edim? Lo Sokadetach, I don't think that. El Hamaf Keita Chaver Be'edim, Sark Lahakzalo Be'edim. You're right. I hold. You need them for both. You're right. I need Edim for both. You have to have Edim when you drop it off. You have to have Edim when you pick it up. Otherwise, a buyer, you're 100% correct.
So, in other words, according to this, an Uman really has a Chazaka unless the guy, unless it's Edim.
Exactly. And that's what the Mishnah meant to say. Right? That's what the Mishnah meant to say. Hamach v'yitav edim, tzarek lachzal edim. Meis v'yabai, Abai says, wait a minute. Is this true? You need edim for both? I'll bring you a braisa that's not true. Okay, what's the braisa? Ro avdo biyad uman. I see my eved by the shoemaker. I'm walking down the street, and my eved by the shoemaker. Or, talitzo biyad koveis. I'm walking by the laundromat, I see my towels there. I walk in, Amalo, I walk in, Matibu Etzlecha, what's this doing here? What's this doing here? How'd this talis get here? So he answers back, Atamachartali, you sold it to me. Atanasatali Matana, you gave it to me as a present. Lo Amar Klom, that laundromat's not believed to say that. Right? Why? Because the Uman. Because most things in the Uman store are not his to keep. Right? What do you mean? What's my talis doing here? Oh, I bought it from you. Really? Most things in the laundromat are not owned by the laundromat.
Well, first of all, what does he ever have to do with
the
Uman?
The talisman. Oh, so the Rashbam says that you sent.
So the
Rashbam says the Uman, you sent the Evide to learn to trade. What's he doing here? Okay, now, But what if the Uman says, a little bit of a girsa change over here, what if the Uman says, Bifonai amarti lo lemachro, in front of me, you said to sell it. Right? Or, Velitnu li b'matana, to give it to me as a matana, then Dvarav Kriyam, then the Uman's believed. What's the difference? What's the difference?
In front of who?
In front of the owner. So the Gemara says, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa, what changed? Why in the Reisha, when the Uman says, I bought it from you, right? Or you gave it to me as a present, the Uman's not believed. But in the second case, when the Uman says, you told me that I can have it for a present, he is believed. What's the difference? What's the difference? There's no difference. So Gemara says, you're right, there's no difference, we're going to change it. Simply following?
Yeah, what happened in this case? He said in front of somebody else that he should sell.
No, we're going to change it. Right now, the Brisa, the Gemara thinks, the Uman said, you told me I could keep it. As opposed to, I can keep it. So what's the difference? So, Amar Rava, Rava says you're right. Seifa, the Seifa is going to be a different case. Seifa, by the way, all this has nothing to do with the question. All this has nothing to do with the question. This is a complete side point. Seifa, the Seifa is, Biyotze mitachas yadi, yide acher, I'm sorry, Biyotze mitachas yide acher, the second case has nothing to do with an Uman. What happened was, you saw your Eved, or you saw your shirt by somebody else. Forget Uman.
Not
the Uman. I saw my shirt by you. Biyotze mitachas yidei acher. And I said to you, what are you doing with my shtalis? Vika'amale acher. And you say to me, Bifonai, in front of me, Amarti lo, you told the Uman, Lemochro velitnu b'matana. You told the Uman to give it to me and sell it to me. Right? Then, migu. Then you're believed. I walk over to you, Simcha, what are you doing with my talis? What do you mean? We were in the laundromat together, you brought it in to have it dry cleaned, and you said to the Uman, give it to Simcha for a present. D'i aboyi amale, minach zevante. Because I could say, because Simcha, you could say, you could whole elaborate, I bought it from you, Manat. I bought it from you. You have a meager to say that. What am I? That's how we start off this whole parak. What are you doing with my shirt? What do you mean? I have the shirt.
Right.
I bought it from you. I make up a whole elaborate thing. You remember we were passing by the laundromat together. I remember and I said to you, and you said to the Uman, you know what? I like Simcha so much. Give him the talis. Right? That's a whole elaborate thing. I could have just said, Simcha could have said, I bought it from you. Right? Now, so ki amalei nami b'fonai amarti lo l'machro dvarav kriyam u'mehemnin. So you're believed. Okay? That has nothing to do with the question. The question was, k'tani mihas, the question was, b'resha, in the resha, in the easy case. In the easy case, right? Ra'a. What did the Mishnah say? What did the Brisa say? Ra'a. I'm walking by and I see my talis in the store. Hechi dummy. What do you mean I saw the talis? When I walked in to drop off the talis, what did I come with? Come with Edim? Ed ik Edim, lamali ra. I have Edim that the talis is there. What do you mean? I saw, and I walked in and I said, what's this talis doing here? Well, when I walked in, did I walk in with Edim? If I walked in with Edim, I don't need to see anything. Right? Nicey Edim, Velishkal. So bring the Edim, that is your talis. Ella what? Ella lav, Deleka Edim. No, I don't know Edim. No Edim? So the Mechira, Miatav is lay. What does seeing help? We said that whenever you go to the, there's a sukkah by the other house. V'chira miyatav eslay? What does it help? What does it help? Right? What do you mean, I saw? We said, yeah. So the Gemara says, lalo.
This is a question to the aspect of bringing it to
him. Right. Forget about that. That was a side point. We got sidetracked by that side point because it was so complicated. Forget that. The cash in the ratio. I'm walking down the street. I see my talis in the window. I walk in. What's this talis doing here? What do you mean I walked in? When I brought it off, when I dropped it off, did I come with Edim? If I came with Edim, bring the Edim. If I didn't come with Edim, we said it's irrelevant.
Right.
What's going on here? So the Gemara says, la olam the ikke Edim. Really, there are Edim. But the ra. But I saw. The Gemara says, v'ha'atu damarta, the mafkei tzach rav Edim, tzach rav lo be'edim. The rabbi, you said that if you drop something off with Edim, You have to pick it up. If you drop something off, you have to drop it off with Aiden. What do you mean you saw? So Gemara says, Hadrabi, I take it back. I retract. I don't hold for that anymore. Right, you might not even have to bring it. Right, exactly. What's the svar for that? We're going to flesh it out more tomorrow. We're going to stop here, even though it's early, and even though we have 5 more lines, because the next kasha doesn't stop here. It goes on the whole Amud Aleph. There's no place to stop here. We can't stop now. We can't start the next question, and we're going to go through the whole Amud Aleph tomorrow. So it's just one continuous question, one continuous issue. So we'll stop here. And I know it's a few minutes early. We can go to the sukkah and bench olive, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.